Parry Sound Muskoka MPP Graydon Smith met with the team at the South River Curling Club Saturday to hear more about the $28,500 Community Building Fund grant from the Ontario Trillium Foundation, OTF. The money was used to assist with operating costs during COVID-19 to ensure the continuous operation of the South River Curling Club. The money also helped to pay for cleaning supplies and helped cover ongoing building maintenance during the pandemic. It also allowed it to keep registration fees affordable for local area residents. Smith says he is very happy to see how well it worked out. "I come from a small town, so I know how important grants can be," Smith said. "There are many in the community who will benefit from this investment, and it ensures that the space remains accessible for all," he said. In addition to offsetting operational expenses including utility costs, cleaning supplies, and ongoing building maintenance, the club was also able to install hand sanitizing stations throughout its facility. The South River Curling Club is a nonprofit organization that is volunteer-driven and has been operating in the community for over 60 years. It provides an opportunity for local area residents to compete in sport, socialize with one another, while remaining active in the winter months. There was about an 80% reduction in membership from the pre-COVID days. "The impact of this Ontario Trillium Foundation grant cannot be overstated," said Jeff Griffith, president of the club. "When COVID-19 hit in March of 2020, it forced our club to close. And when the club could reopen in 2021, the pandemic had a tremendous impact on its operation. This grant has allowed the club to remain open during the pandemic while providing an opportunity for local area residents to curl in a safe environment. Anyone wishing to curl this season can attend the registration event on Thursday, October 6 from 6 until 8 p.m. at the South River Curling Club, located at 1B Lincoln Avenue in South River, or visit the club's website at srcc.ca for more information and to download registration forms.